when it comes to my mental health, I am a bit like a yo-yo dieter. I will notice my mental health is dropping. Perhaps I'm feeling anxious, overwhelmed, stressed. I'm dipping into workaholic. It probably also means that I am drinking more coffee and more alcohol than is good for me. And I will have a flash of determination. Now, I know what's good for my mental health. You know, it's part of my job, supporting other people in their journey to better mental health. So I will get my notebook out and I create good plans. I will meditate each morning. I will go for a walk each morning. I will lower my sugar. You know, I will plan this crusade out for better mental health. I will change my reading material. I will change the books that I read. And I usually have one or two days that are really good. I can usually sustain it for maybe a week, 10 days, but by the end, it's probably running out of energy. And then usually what happens is I get a small crisis in my life. Perhaps one of my children needs extra support. Perhaps I've got a deadline for work that is really tight. Maybe I'm not very well. Maybe I've got a migraine. Something will come in to knock the balance. And the only way that I can cope is by dropping all of the things that I've bought in to improve my mental health and going right back to my habits, if you like. And what this does is it leaves me then with a real feeling of failure. My mental health would have been improved by the walking and the uplifting books and the meditation. So my mental health is now even lower than it was before, and I'm left with a sense of failure. And up until recently, that is how I've become sort of a yo-yo mental healther, if you like, managing to lift my mental health up, but not being able to sustain it. So I've done a lot of research on this because it's created a very unhealthy pattern in me, which I'm just not prepared to live with anymore. And all of the research pointed something that I kind of knew before anyway, but I'd never really seen it so clearly. And it is the power of the habit. And if we really want to improve our mental health, if you are feeling overwhelmed or stressed or anxious, if you are not coping for whatever way, the most powerful way that I can see to improve our mental health is to change our habits. Now, when we think about habits, it's very easy to think about, the silly habits like, always switching the kitchen light off last, or always putting your slippers on when you come in. But actually, most of our life is ruled by habit. Basically, our conscious mind cannot make all the decisions that we need it to make on an average day. And so anything that can be automated is. From, you know, do you brush your teeth or have your shower? Do you wash your hair or wash your face first in the shower? To, you know, do you put the kettle on first or open the fridge to get the milk? Everything is automated. It's not just the personal habits that we have. It is a million micro steps in the day is automated to habit. Now, the problem with this is the more stressed we are and the more overwhelmed we are, the less conscious brain we have available to make decisions. So more becomes automated, more becomes habitual, and even worse, we become less aware of it. I'm sure you've also had, like I have, days where it almost seems foggy, cloudy in your head, where you find yourself eating a meal and you think, how did I make this? Or you find yourself drinking a coffee and you think, didn't know I had that. I realised I was in this place when I looked at my day, every drink I had up until evening was black coffee. And I couldn't even remember making them. I was just going into the kitchen, thinking about other things, feeling stressed, feeling anxious, and coming out with a coffee. There was no decision made. My kids, oddly, love herbal teas. We have loads of different herbal teas in our kitchen. But I never saw them. I never thought about them. I just habitually switched the coffee machine on, made the coffee, and came out with it. So what I'm doing now, and touch wood as I search around for some, it does seem to have broken my mold, is I am picking one habit at a time and consciously doing it. So my habit is simple and it's small, and I do think the key to this is start small, and once it started to become habitual, then you can add another habit on and another habit on. The idea being, you know, let's be honest, shit happens. Life is going to throw you a curveball, and what we are aiming to do, what I am aiming to do, is to have these healthy mindset habits embedded in to my unconscious, so that when the next curveball comes, may it be a long time away, my habits stay. So my first habit is really simple. I started off with one herbal tea a day. It's now got to two. Every day I now have two herbal teas. Every day, twice a day, I go into the kitchen and I consciously look through the gazillion tea bags we have, and I choose what I feel like. I make it quite meditative. I really listen to my body. I take a breath. I choose the mug that feels right for me, and I consciously make a cup of tea. I do it once in the morning, and I do it once in the afternoon. And once that is embedded in, I will add a third cup of tea in the evening. And it really is making a difference. I have a journal and I have a tick list in there, and I check in. And I check in, you know, that I've had my tea in the morning, that I've had my tea in the afternoon, and it really is working. So for me, I chose coffee because I knew it would make a really big difference to my life straight away. I think this is the time to choose the low-hanging fruit. Choose something that is easy, doesn't involve lots of money or equipment, because that's the other thing we do, isn't it? We find a healthy habit and then we buy everything we need, or certainly I do, around the healthy habit. Have loads of fun researching and shopping and then never actually commit to the habit. So choose something easy. Choose something that will make a big difference to your life. Going for a daily walk, doing a meditation just for 10 minutes. Don't forget, you know, this is about a small habit. This might be just a 5-minute meditation in the shower. If you have a shower every day, then maybe, because this is the other thing I would say with these habits, make it fit your life. Leverage something that's already in your life. So I drink a lot of hot drinks. Don't really like cold drinks, unless it's gin and tonic. So it was very easy to say, right, I'm drinking a lot of hot drinks. I'm drinking a lot of coffee, which is not good for my system. Therefore, I shall leverage my enjoyment of a hot drink to create a healthy habit. So choose something you already have in your life. Like I say, if you have a shower every day, maybe that could be when you do your breathing exercises. Maybe you could say to yourself, once I'm in this shower, once the curtain or the door is shut, I switch off from the outside world. Maybe you could treat yourself to an aromatherapy soap or shower gel, and you just, as you are showering, you're breathing in, just feeling where there's tension in your body, breathing out to let it go, and you just say to yourself, when I'm in that shower, I am not thinking about work, I am not thinking about dinner, I am not thinking about stress. That is my mental declutter time. You could do the same for a walk, if you've got a walk. If you've got a car drive, if you've got to drive to work or commute to work, or if you are dropping kids off at school and you have to drive home, you might say to yourself, on that drive, I am going to listen to an uplifting podcast or a podcast that will help me. And, you know, that might be the time when you switch off from the news or you switch off from music that you know perhaps doesn't lift your mood, and you just treat yourself to 10 or 15 minutes of a really uplifting podcast. And stick to one habit. I would say 2 weeks, but, you know, if it's a really small habit, you might want to integrate another one in a little bit quicker. And I think the other thing here is to try and have a tick list, whether this is in your journal or on your phone or in the back of the book you're reading at bedtime, and just keep a check, because it's so satisfying to see those ticks coming down. And it's also so useful to see when are you not doing it. So if you notice, for example, that you can't do this at a weekend, maybe if you're choosing the shower as your mental mind declutter, and then you realize that actually at the weekends, I don't have showers. It was interesting for me. I noticed, because I committed to taking 3 days off work just a couple of days ago, and I realized that it was harder to keep to my herbal tea drinking when I wasn't working, because I associate coffee as a treat, and even though I drink it all day, and it was harder to sort of like have a herbal tea and not have that comfort, that treat of the coffee. So that was interesting for me to note, and when I take more time off at some time quite soon, I will have to track that through. So try and keep a journal. So I hope this has been helpful. I want to start to record a series of these smaller podcasts, just looking at how we can help our mental health, how we can help our stress levels, our sense of overwhelm. I'm sharing them mostly because I am working through this stuff myself. I've got to a stage now where I cannot maintain my stress levels at the same level as they have been for the last 3 years. I have to make changes. And it's really useful for me to share them and to create a culture of accountability. It's a useful thing to do. So if you find them helpful, I will be sharing them once a week. I will be trying to share something really practical. Really simple, and something that you can integrate into your life right now. So my first really practical advice is choose one small habit that you can bring into your life today that you know will improve your mental health. Whether that is listening to a podcast on your commute, whether that is having a bath or a shower where you just switch off from the anxiety, whether that is like me, swapping either a drink or perhaps a meal or something you eat in a snack for something that is not supporting your health, something that is supporting your health. Just one small thing, build it into your life and make it a habit. And then once that is habitualized, you just choose another one and just keep going. Because otherwise what happens is we start all these grand plans, we have all these positive affirmations that we're going to bring into our life, and then when the shit happens, when life throws us a curveball, we cannot make conscious decisions anymore. So we go back to our automated patterns, and if your automated habits, like mine, are not good for your health, not good for your mental health, then you drop a lot further. So this is about creating effectively a good mental health foundation so that we can keep a more even keel in the good times and the bad times.